With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. While Wisconsin might be known as the dairy state, cows are not as commonplace in the Northwoods. It makes a Rhinelander business that's added Scottish Highland cattle for beef somewhat unique for the county. But as WXPR's Katie Thorson explains, the owner is hoping to inspire others to make the leap.
Hansen's Garden Village in Rhinelander has expanded its operations beyond a typical garden center. In addition to the wide variety of annual and perennial plants people can buy, it offers classes, there's you-pick aronia and chokeberries, and in the last couple of years, they've been selling beef from the Highland cattle raised on the property. Co-owner of the family-run business, Brett Hansen, says the beef operation fits in well with everything else the business offers.
One day, it kind of struck me like, I've got this extra land, and there's grass out there, and I'm mowing it. You know, I'm burning fuel to mow it. Why don't I just put some animals out there that we can harvest the meat from? And so that was the start of it.
The cattle are pasture-raised on the Hansen's property, sent out for butchering, and then the meat is returned to Hansen's to be sold. Hansen says they've had to make some changes, like bringing in salt blocks and hay bales during the winter months, but for the most part, he says it's been a fairly low input to maintain the cattle.
You know, if there was a real production problem or some other need to keep the animals happy and healthy, we would do it. It's not that I'm not going to do it, but I don't see going out there and tweaking every little tiny thing. I like a much more natural, self-sustaining, I guess, sort of a program as much as I can.
Hansen hopes to inspire others in the area to start similar operations. Hansen's Garden Village, in conjunction with Golden Sands RC&D, Grassworks, and the Oneida County Land and Water Conservation Department, is hosting a pasture walk this Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. People will get a chance to learn about what Hansen grows in the pasture for the cattle, how the operation works, and learn more about where their food comes from.
But I would be love to see some of these hobby farmers that have the option to buy land close by, maybe, to expand to where they can do more than just feed their own family, but maybe, you know, maybe supply some other families besides that.
RSVPs are appreciated. We have the details at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Communities in the Northwoods and across the country are grappling with forever chemicals in their drinking water. As Harvest Public Media's Joel Schultz reports, settlement money from chemical manufacturers is helping, but it's often short of the cost to remove PFAS.
PFAS are man-made chemicals that don't break down in the environment. They can build up in human bodies and have been linked to health issues like cancer. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, is building a $20 million facility to filter PFAS from its drinking water, but it's expected to receive only $12 million from nationwide settlements. Stephen Nick is the Eau Claire city attorney.
I would like to have seen more funds come in from this settlement. The nature of compromise is that you usually don't get everything you're looking for.
Communities in Iowa, Minnesota, and Texas are also facing high costs to address PFAS. I'm Joe Schultz, Harvest Public Media.
The city of Rhinelander has been talking through different solutions after two of its wells were shut down in 2019 because of PFAS contamination, and private well owners in the town of Stella in Oneida County have had to replace their wells and install filtration systems because of high levels there. A manure spill apparently killed some fish in a creek in Taylor County. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the spill impacted Trappers Creek, a tributary to the Black River, with dead fish observed in the creek. The spill happened last week, and department staff continue to monitor the situation. Word of the spill came into the DNR on Friday through the DNR's violation hotline. The department is working with Taylor County Land Conservation Department and a local farmer to determine what caused the spill. The extent of the impact is still being evaluated, and possibilities for cleanup or mitigation are being assessed. Michigan's election security stakes are rising. State officials have warned about cyber vulnerabilities, bomb scares, and even intimidation of local clerks. Crystal Blair reports some Michigan leaders are speaking out about proposed cuts they say would put the state's elections at risk.
Some argue federal support is key to keeping the system strong, but they say proposed cuts to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, known as CISA, have raised new alarms. Michigan Congresswoman Haley Stevens worked on cybersecurity at Homeland Security. She says CISA has been key to protecting elections.
They have been great partners with our Department of Technology, our management and budget to stop ransomware, phishing attempts, and to provide real-time threat sharing for election days in our state.
Supporters of the cuts argue states already have strong election systems in place, and they say too much federal involvement could bring red tape, shift control away from local officials, or even create new vulnerabilities. Advocates outside of Congress are also raising alarms. Brian Lamech, executive director of Defend the Vote, says ongoing threats from foreign interference to bomb threats are putting voters and election workers on edge, and he emphasizes the need for federal funding.
CISA is essentially being gutted through DOGE, has been gutted. And without the infrastructure, without the funding in place, the staffing's down and we're more susceptible to those threats.
However, opponents counter that pouring in more money won't fix the root problem of declining trust in government. They contend that concerns about cyber attacks are overstated and say states and local clerks should remain the primary authority over how elections are run. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.